Anton Chekhov by Donald Rayfield. The book is subtitled A Life. For Alia, Galia, Maya, and Tolia. Preface. Anton once told me, "In time, all my things must see the light of day, and I have no reason to be ashamed of them." Bykov to Maria Chekhova, 7 April 1910, LN 87, 356. We recognize Anton Chekhov today as a founding father of the modern theater, where the author, not the actor, is king. We acknowledge him as the author who gave Europe's narrative fiction a new ambiguity, density, and subtle poetry. Of all the Russian classics, he is, to non-Russians especially, the most approachable and the least alien, whether on the stage or the printed page. He lets his reader and spectator react as they wish, draw their own conclusions. He imposes no philosophy. Chekhov's approachability is inseparable from his elusiveness. It is very hard to say what he meant when he so rarely judges or expounds. From Tolstoy's or Dostoevsky's fiction, we can reconstruct a philosophy and a life. From Chekhov's work and from his many letters, we get only fleeting and contradictory glimpses of his inner world and experience. His many biographers have tried to build out of the evidence a consensual life of a saint, a man who, in a life shortened by chronic illness, pulled himself from poverty to gentility, became a doctor and tended to the oppressed, won fame as the leading prose writer and dramatist of his time.